This is
this
for
is,
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. The world is a guest house. The wise man doesn't build his home where he will not stay. Peace and blessings, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Nahid, having the honor of hosting you on another journey through the worlds and wisdom on For a Better Life. Today, we speak of a truth that visits every heart. Yet few hearts welcome it. The truth of death. Not to sadden us, but to awaken us. Not to steal our joy, but to deepen it. For death is not an end. It is a mirror reflecting how we have lived. Sa'di Shirazi, the Persian prose writer and poet, would say, "He who lives purely dies peacefully." Most people do not fear death itself. They fear leaving behind what they have not lived rightly. We fear unfinished business, unspoken love, and unoffered forgiveness. Imam Ali alayhi salam once said, "People are asleep. When they die, they awaken." The fear of death often hides the fear of truth. It whispers, "What if I wasted my chance?" But faith answers, "Then start now." Sa'di tells a story. A man wept when his candle went out. The wise said, "Weep not. It was meant to light only this night." Every soul, like that candle, is meant to shine for a time, to bring warmth, to guide, to love. And when its flame returns to the wind, it is not loss. It is reunion. So why mourn the wind that takes the light back to its source? Allah says in the Holy Book of Quran, "Indeed, we belong to Allah and to Him we shall return." Return, not vanish. Transition, not extinction. Death is simply the door that opens from the seen to the unseen. Imam Ali alayhi salam had said, "The world is behind you and the hereafter ahead. Each has its children. Be one of the children of the hereafter." The wise one lives in this world, but for the next. Now, when we remember death, we don't become gloomy. We should become grateful. We speak more kindly, we forgive faster, and we value the moments we once wasted. Sa'di wrote, "The leaf knows it will fall, yet it dances in the wind." So to live well is not to live forever. It is to live aware, grateful, and gentle. The same story happens to us. When we remember death, we usually, like for a few days, if we keep remembering and reminding ourselves, we'll be kinder. We know that everything shall pass. So we try to forgive other people easier. We will be more generous with the other people. And these little changes, believe me, my friends, are those moments that we are understanding the value of death. The value of the hereafter, and we're trying to, say, be the children of the hereafter. Now, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam prays in this way, "O Lord, make me fear you as if I see you, and grant me the certainty that brings comfort in death." Faith doesn't erase death, it makes it meaningful, because the believer knows that after every sunset, there is the dawn. After every farewell, there is the reunion. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, before the battlefield of Karbala, said, "Death is but a bridge that connects the beloved to the beloved." Such words can only come from a heart that has seen the truth behind the veil. That is why in the moment of his martyrdom, he remembered and he saw the beauty of the hereafter. He was assured from before that what he's going to see is nothing of the pain, nothing of the darkness, but rather the thing that he had been working for, the thing that he had been wanting for a long time. Sa'di Shirazi warns, "He who builds palaces upon sand shall see them swallowed by the tide." When we forget death, we live as if we are eternal here. we become arrogant, restless, greedy. We chase shadows and call them treasures. But remembering death humbles us, anchors us, and makes every small good deed feel sacred. Now, let's go for a short break, and then we're going to be back by the rest of this thoughtful episode on death.
ارتباطتون رو با خدا قوی کنید. در مسائل دینی به نقاط عقلانی و ظریف.
Improve your connection with God. Pay attention to logical and detailed points in religious issues and learn them from great masters. There are sentiments in religion, but they rely on deep ideality and deep thought. This thought must be learned.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
Welcome back to For a Better Life, the episode that makes us remember death as the door to the hereafter and as the eyes, the lens that can help us see the place that we were promised to and the place that we should want to enter. Now, there are two wrong ways of looking at the death. The first one is to live careless of death or to live paralyzed by it. Well, the middle path is awareness. I mean, some people usually are trying to be careless of death and they want to just ignore it as if it doesn't exist. And the other ones are paralyzed by it. But what our religion is showing us is this balance between the two ideas. Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi wa sallam had said, "Remember often the destroyer of pleasures, death, for it purifies the heart. It's like sharpening a blade. You don't break it. You prepare it." Sa'di once described a proud king who built a grand palace beside a cemetery. He said to his minister, "Whenever pride rises in me, I look out the window and see who once thought they owned the world." That king, Sa'di, ruled by justice until his last breath, for the grave was his teacher. Now, today, we hide from death. Sometimes, and mistakenly, we don't speak of it, we disguise it behind comfort and distraction. But this silence weakens our soul. True peace comes when we face what we cannot avoid and find the meaning in it. If we lived as if every breath mattered, would we still waste words in anger? Would we still turn away from those in need? Of course not. Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam had said, "The best death is the one that finds you doing good." A good death is not about the way one dies, but the way one lives. It means being ready, heart clean, words kind, soul aware. As Sa'di beautifully mentions, "Happy is he who departs this world before the world departs from his heart." Now, how do we prefer? Not by fearing, but by doing. Being honest when it costs us. Being gentle when we could be harsh. Being charitable when no one sees. Praying not out of habit, but out of love. Forgiving, because Allah forgives us every day. Every act of good is a seed for the next life. And every intention, a lantern for our grave. Now, the believer's heart whispers, "Death cannot take what I have given to God." Everything we do sincerely stays. Our love, our kindness, our prayer, our patience. All of it waits to welcome us in the hereafter. As Sa'di wrote, "The fruit of this garden is not eaten here. The wise people plant for a season yet to come." When Imam Ali alayhi salam was struck, he said calmly, "By the Lord of the Kaaba, I have succeeded." That was not arrogance, it was relief. He had lived prepared. If we walk through life trying to see Allah's hand in all things, then death is not darkness. It is merely the end of a sentence before a new paragraph begins. Now, dear listeners, death is not our enemy. Neglect is. It is not the loss of breath that ends a person. It is the loss of purpose. Let us leave folly, love deeper, and leave the world lighter than we found it. And when the time comes to return, may our heart whisper what Sa'di once did. I did not come to say, I came to pass the message of love and go. Live gratefully and die beautifully. May every step you take be toward light, and may your soul rest always in peace and purpose. Until another time on For a Better Life, we wish you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The only thing that remains is that feeling of warmth in your heart that will love.